This is Money in Motion with Klaus Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
Got a great opportunity right now with the phone lines open at 608-321-1310. That's 608-321-1310. Great opportunity for you to get on the air with our retirement planning professionals from Klaus Financial. Joined this week by CJ Klaus and Malia Cuevas. As mentioned, they come to us from Klaus Financial. The website, klausfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Great website to learn more about Klaus Financial. Also an opportunity there to sign up for the weekly Market Pulse newsletter. It's a great weekly email you receive. It's got a link to the most recent podcast as well as a snapshot of what's been going on in the financial markets. Again, just head on over to klausfinancial.com, scroll down towards the bottom, enter your email, click subscribe, and you are on your way. Speaking of Klaus Financial, they're real easy to get a hold of, real easy to make that first appointment, 608-442-5637. Don't forget that first appointment, not going to cost you anything. It is complimentary to you. Again, their telephone number is 608-442-5637 and online klausfinancial.com. As mentioned, joining us this morning are CJ Klaus and Malia Cuevas. CJ, how you doing today?
I'm doing great. Good morning, Sean.
Good to talk with you. CJ, Malia, how are you this beautiful morning?
Very good. Happy to be here.
It's great to have you along, and we've got a very important conversation, important stuff when it comes to estate planning. And this is one of those where there's a lot of talk, unfortunately not as much action as we'd like to see. And we're going to talk about how important these documents and other steps are and why they are so vitally important this morning on the program. As mentioned, the phone lines are open for you at 608-321-1310. That's 608-321-1310. Get you on the air with Malia and CJ. Website, klausfinancial.com. Before we get rolling on this week's conversation, one of the fantastic things that we take that takes place each week here on the program is the Klaus Quiz Question Week. That'll happen again this week. A chance to win a great prize from our friends at Klaus Financial. This week we'll be playing for a $25 gift card to Home Depot. I would say pay attention to the program. Typically both the question and answer come up during the show, and we'll talk about a little bit later in the program how you can win that $25 gift card to Home Depot. Before we start our topic of estate planning, let's actually take a look back at last week's show and get the question and answer for the Klaus Quiz Question of the Week.
Yeah, so last week we had one of our favorite subjects that we reflect on quite frequently, which is Social Security and what you need to know about collecting your benefit. So last week's question was, what is the earnings limit for Social Security if you're reaching your full retirement age this year in 2023 and you choose to begin to claim your benefit? Multiple choice, was it $25,000 or $56,520? Shout out to Wayne of Monona, correctly answered. $56,520 is the amount you can make this year if you're reaching your full retirement age, and then you go on to begin to claim your benefits. So hopefully Wayne's getting ready to retire, and he's got that number written down. Yes. Thanks for listening.
And don't forget, if you miss any part of last week's program or any show, as Malia mentioned, of course, anytime we talk about Social Security, it is a very popular topic. You can always head on over to klausfinancial.com, listen back to the podcast, also subscribe right there online at klausfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A. financial.com. Their telephone number is 608-442-5637. No charge for the initial get-to-know-you appointment at Klaus Financial. It will be complimentary to you. Again, the number is 608-442-5637. So today we're going to be tackling the topic of estate planning. Let's get like a little explanation about, one, why it's so important. And of course, as you guys are helping clients with financial and retirement planning, why is that estate planning such an important part of that conversation?
Yeah, so we believe that as a financial planner, we should act like a quarterback of our client's financial team, or we've likened it to like a coordinated care expert inside of a hospital system. So many people know if you go into like a hospital system, the specialists are brilliant. They're very narrow and deep in their fields of expertise. And so that's really great when you need that. But often it's the coordination of that care that can be a challenge at times. So hospital systems have figured this out, that they need a kind of a coordinated care expert or somebody to lead them through that. And financial planning is similar. You can find really great insurance agents, really great accountants, a really great estate planning attorney, really good money manager. And yet the problem can become if they're not working together as a symbiotic team on your behalf for your financial plans, it can create a disjointed plan. So we act like that quarterback, and our job is to kind of build in almost strength or defenses into your financial plan when we see areas of weakness. And one of those areas of weakness that Malia and I run across quite often is in the area of estate planning. Now, many people have potentially begun this process, but often it doesn't end up getting completed. So again, when people hear estate, they go, well, estate, that's what those wealthy people have. Remember, estate planning is just the planning for your stuff, both during life and after life. And the stuff could be what happens if I become, or what happens when I die to my furniture, to my jewelry, right? Where is it going? Or what happens, even more importantly, to my minor child, right? So this is known as guardianship of my minor children. Or what happens to me if I become incapacitated? This is where powers of attorney come in. So this is not really, if you actually think about it, this is not a wealthy person thing at all. This is a human being thing, right? This is, if you are a living human being and you are an adult, you're probably at some point throughout your life going to need another adult to help you make a decision. Now, I know for the 20 somethings out there, you're like, no, that'll never happen. But here'd be an example. What if you go have a surgery? Do you know that when you go into surgery and they put you under, you need another adult to make decisions for you? That's known as a medical power of attorney. So long story short, even in the small ways, we're all going to need this stuff. The question is whether or not we've built a plan ahead of time. So quick disclaimer, we are not estate planning attorneys. We do not create these documents for our clients. However, we do work with a great coordinated team of estate planning attorneys, some of which our clients already have, and in other circumstances, we will refer out to them. But it is important that you eventually get these plans in place.
Talking this morning with CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas, our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial, online, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. I mentioned all the great stuff on the website. Learn about Kloss Financial, learn about the different services they offer, sign up for that weekly Market Pulse newsletter. Again, that's all online at klossfinancial.com. Telephone number 608-442-5637. And to get on the air this morning, 608-321-1310. That's 608-321-1310. And I know as we talk about this topic is, spending years as you guys have at Kloss Financial working with people, you've learned a few things, haven't you?
We have. So I mentioned earlier that some people have started this process but have not completed it, or maybe they've completed it, but it's been a decade since they looked at these plans. So just like anything else, it's important to not only create a basic will or trust and have powers of attorney, but to also then review that occasionally to make sure it still says what you want it to. But I just want to right away hit one myth. The myth out there is like, I need to have all my ducks in a row before I go meet with the attorney for the estate plan. Wrong. Wrong, 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 wrong. The error is in having nothing. The error is not in it not being perfect, because I promise by the time you die, it's not going to be perfect. Okay. So something's not going to be exactly the way that you want it. But my goodness gracious, it's better to have it 80% accurate or even 50% accurate than to have nothing. So don't think you need to have all your ducks in a row. Review those estate plans every once in a while to make sure they still say what you want them to. But here's some scary stats for you. According to the most recent statistics, only about 33% of Americans have established estate plans. Oh my goodness, I'm getting a headache right now even thinking about this. 33% of Americans have established estate plans. Now, according to the 2022 Wills and Estate Planning Study by Caring.com, they found that 56% of Americans think that having a will is important, so that's good, but only 1 in 3 Americans actually have those documents. So while it's been predicted for some time, the U.S. is now in the midst of the biggest wealth transfer in modern history, and we're talking, you know, nearly $35 trillion of wealth in Americans over the age of 70 needs to be transferred here in the next number of years. While that is a fact, only about 1 in 3 of them actually have an estate plan that is going to help to make that an efficient process. So listen, we're not saying that if you don't have a will or a trust or powers of attorney, we're not saying that all that money is going to the state. That's a misnomer. That is not true. The good news is that here in the United States, every state has pre-written a will for you. What we are, however, saying is that that money and that stuff and those children are probably not going to go where you want them to, because you're not the one deciding. The state's the one deciding. And secondarily, you're probably going to pay more fees, like probate fees and legal costs, because again, you haven't decided anything. So inevitably, there's going to be more arguing and more slowdown. It's going to take longer. It's going to be more expensive. So we don't want to create this fear out there that if you don't have a plan, your money's all going to the state. Not true. But we also want to create a reality that if you don't have the plans, it's not going to go where you want it to, and you will pay more in legal fees to get it there. So listen, we've looked at some of the stuff on this around why do people wait to get this done? And the answers are, number one would be procrastination. They just haven't gotten around to it yet. The second would be they think they don't have enough in assets. And as I mentioned to you, if you are a human being who's an adult, you need to think about estate planning. It's not about the size of the assets that you have. Number three item we hear is I don't have enough, or I don't know how to make a will or how to make a trust. So this is the excuse of I don't know the right professionals. Well, we know them, so call us up and we'll refer you to some of them. Or the final major area of excuse or concern that people have is they think it's just too expensive to set up an estate plan. So let's talk about that a little bit. There are services like LegalZoom.com that have brought these costs down, but it can still be, you know, $500-$600 to even get the most basic of estate plans put into place. And then it can get more expensive, where it's $10,000-$20,000 for a really complex high net worth estate plan. But for the average person listening to us here that doesn't have a super complex, ultra high net worth estate plan, you're probably talking somewhere between $1,000 to $5,000 to create a plan like this. But listen, that is way less expensive to do it on the front end than to have your estate pay for the complexity of the probate courts, legal fees, and money going where you didn't want it to.
It's really a good thing to do for your loved ones to have this stuff in place. And I had to laugh when you mentioned procrastination, CJ, because I feel like for a lot of people, that is such a big thing with this part of the conversation is just kind of, yeah, we'll get to it. We'll get to it. I'm fine. And of course, you never know. So you definitely want to get on this stuff. Start that conversation. They make everything super easy at Kloss Financial. All you got to do is pick up the phone and give them a call, 608-442-5637. Don't forget that initial conversation at Kloss Financial, that little appointment is going to not cost you a thing. It's complimentary. 608-442-5637 is the telephone number. The number here at the station to get on the air with CJ and Malia, 608-321-1310. That's 321-1310. And the website, klaasfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. We'll talk about wills. We'll talk about power of attorney documents, what those things are, who needs them, and what you need to know. And of course, take your call next as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
Talking this morning with our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial, Malia Cuevas and CJ Kloss. The website, klaasfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Great website. Their telephone number, 608-442-5637. Don't forget that a first appointment at Kloss Financial, it will be complimentary to you. Again, the number, 608-442-5637. And to get on the air this morning, give us a call right here at the station, 608-321-1310. That's 608-321-1310. Got a little bit of an overview. You want estate planning from CJ. And now, Malia, we hear about things like power of attorney documents. How important are those when it comes to estate planning?
Yeah, so CJ did a good job kind of giving you an overview of all these important documents. And sometimes some of the pieces get lost in when we're talking about the whole thing. So we just want to extrapolate right now the importance of having those power of attorney documents. I could argue sometimes they're more important than even worrying about the other stuff because we interact with those types of documents every day here working with clients. So what's important to understand about the power of attorney documents is this is giving someone that you trust, what we would call an agent, the opportunity to work on your behalf in the event that you're incapacitated. So, you know, you're going to make that decision in advance to and with someone that you trust that you feel like would make good decisions in the situation where you can no longer, you know, make those. And unfortunately, you know, we see a lot of people with memory issues now, and sometimes those memory issues happen very, very fast. So having someone in mind that you can trust today while you're thinking, you know, coherently, it's so important to be able to name that person that can act with regards to your financial decisions and of course your medical ones. So CJ mentioned about having a medical power of attorney, and it's also known as a healthcare power of attorney. So that gives that person the ability to make decisions about your care if you're incapacitated. Whereas the financial power is a situation where, hey, your income needs may change. You may need to have more care. You can't think coherently. We can reach out to that power of attorney that you have previously established. Of course, there's got to be, you know, a letter from the doctor and so forth proving that you're incapacitated as well. But this is just so critical because a lot of people we hear say, well, I don't know who I would trust. And so, you know, they do nothing. It's like, figure out who we can put down as that important financial power of attorney. So again, the distinction, we talk a lot about the wills, the trusts, and beneficiaries. Remember that a beneficiary only comes into effect when someone passes away, whereas these POA documents, they come into effect while you're living and, of course, as I said, incapacitated. So very, very important to make sure you have those clear documents in place and the appropriate parties, be it your financial advisor, your accountant, and so forth, and, of course, your doctor and the medical POA, have the documents that are up to date from you.
What about beneficiary there, Malia?
So a beneficiary, again, only comes into effect after you've passed away. So we're going to talk a little bit about the importance of making sure those are updated a little later.
Fantastic. Talking this morning with CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas, our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial, online, klossfinancial.com. Telephone number 608-442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary to you. Again, their number, 608-442-5637. And to get on the air this morning, 608-321-1310. That's 608-321-1310. CJ, when it comes to this conversation, when it comes to wills, does everybody need a will?
Yeah, this is often a neglected or overlooked area for people. We talked about this a little bit earlier, but usually when people hear of, again, estate planning, they think one of two things. They think it's only for people with a lot of wealth, or they think estate planning is only about wills or trusts. And as Malia was talking about there, that's certainly not true. Estate planning could be your medical power of attorney, your healthcare power of attorney, what's known as your living will, aka advanced directive. Really, estate planning is also your beneficiary designations on life insurance, retirement accounts, all of those things you're doing. If you actually just think of the term estate planning and take out the term estate, thinking large amounts of wealth, just think planning for my estate. Oh, well, that's pretty simple, isn't it? It's planning for the eventuality of the inevitability of my death. Right? So how do I do that? Well, when I name a beneficiary in my 401k plan, I'm doing estate planning, right? When I create a power of attorney for my finances with my lawyer, that's estate planning. When I create a beneficiary designation on my life insurance policy, when I say where my kids are going to go upon my death, assuming they're still minors, that's estate planning. It's just the inevitability of the future is what estate planning is really all about. So we want to shed some light on this topic. Almost everyone upon their death has likely accumulated some assets, whether it be investments, real estate, or other, you know, real property like vehicles. It's important that upon your death that you have detailed instructions as to how you wish the remaining assets to be distributed and to whom. Now, listen, if somebody's out there saying, the deck was stacked against me. I just have not done well in life. I really don't have much in assets. Therefore, I don't need a will. I would say pause. Do you have minor children? Because remember, inside of wills are guardianships. And guardianships, I would argue, here's my personal opinion. I have some money, but who cares what happens to my money? If I am not adult enough to say what happens to my children, my minor children, wow, what a disaster that would be. So most vast majority of adults out there should have a basic will in place. That is our kind of strong, firm opinion. Maybe not all. Maybe there's one or two people out there that shouldn't, but just about everybody should. So those instructions should ideally be specified in either a will or a trust. And to die without one of those things is known as dying in intestate, which means that you have died without any directions. So let me just give a quick 2 or 3 minute summary here of the high level differences between a will and a trust. I know a lot of times people will get confused. They're like, somebody told me they have a trust, and then my other friend said they're too expensive and I need a will. What's the difference here? So quick high level. Both are useful estate planning devices that serve different purposes, and both can work together to create a complete estate plan. A will goes into effect only after you die, while a trust takes effect as soon as you create it. It being the trust, directs who will receive your property at your death, and it appoints a legal representative to carry out your wishes. Actually, both a will and a trust do that. But again, a will only takes effect when you die. A trust takes effect when you create it. A trust can be used to begin distributing property before death, at death, and afterwards. A trust is a legal arrangement through which one person or an institution, such as a bank or a law firm, called a trustee, holds legal title to property for another person called a beneficiary. And trust can help you to avoid probate. As a matter of fact, if there's one thing you listen to here, trusts often, especially in the state of Wisconsin, are used primarily for probate avoidance. Probate is the legal process that can take place after someone dies in order to prove the deceased's last will and testament are carried out and on the deceased person's estate, which may include resolving debts, selling assets, or distributing any remaining assets to heirs. So let's pause on that. A will says what happens upon your death, and it goes into effect upon your death, but it pushes you through the probate system. The probate system, again, is the legal arrangement between the state and that person's estate to settle the estate. A trust will avoid that probate system for the most part. Now, again, we're starting to get into the weeds here. You're going to want to talk to your lawyers about, is everything going to avoid probate or only certain assets? But generally speaking, the reason people will create trusts at a very basic level is to avoid the probate system and potentially make the settling of their estate a little bit less costly or a little bit simpler. Now, if you name beneficiaries and have a trust in place, so beneficiaries on retirement accounts and life insurance, and then all of your non-retirement stuff is owned by your trust, many times your estate can avoid probate entirely. And it can, the settlement of that estate can happen much faster with a lot less legal filings and a lot less kind of court notices. The longer probate is open, there are likely attorney's fees involved, so that probate can cost, 3 to 5% of your estate could get eaten up in different probate costs. Now, between you and me, I think most lawyers would say this in the area, I don't know that avoiding probate because of the cost is the greatest issue here. It really is just more about making the settling simpler and making it private. So we are big fans of trusts when they are justified because, again, it just simplifies that process, keeps costs down, keeps complexity down, and allows the estate to get settled in a timely manner.
Talking this morning with CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas, our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial, the website klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Great website to learn more about Kloss Financial. Their telephone number, 608-442-5637. No charge for the initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. Again, it is complimentary to you. Their telephone number, 608-442-5637. Coming up, we'll do the Kloss quiz question of the week. We'll also talk about maintenance, keeping them updated. We'll find out the details on that next as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues right here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
Talking with CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas, they are our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial online, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Telephone number 608-442-5637. No charge for the initial get to know you appointment at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary to you. Again, the number 608-442-5637. As been talking about estate planning, is it important or necessary to keep up on these and kind of update them from time to time, Malia?
Yeah, CJ referenced this earlier. Definitely, you know, life changes sometimes and we don't even realize how quickly things can change. So take a look at your beneficiaries, make sure they read as you want them to be. If maybe there's been, you know, a death in the family, things need to be altered after someone has passed away. Contingent beneficiaries, you want to make sure those are all also in order. Sometimes we see things like old life insurance policies where people did not change the beneficiary, used to be their ex-husband, and now they have a new husband and things happen. So believe it or not, you know, if it's every 1 or 2 years, just take a quick look, make sure it says what you think it should say and get that adjusted. And again, in coordination with that, look at all your estate planning documents and make sure that your wishes will be carried out as you wish them to be.
Important stuff this week, as always. Don't forget, if you missed any part of the program, you could always listen back to the podcast at klaasfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Not only can you subscribe and listen back to the podcast there, you can learn more about Klaas Financial. Also sign up for the weekly Market Pulse newsletter, all online at klaasfinancial.com. Their telephone number, 608-442-5637. That's 608-442-5637. No charge for the initial get-to-know you appointment at Klaas Financial. It is complimentary to you. Again, that number, 608-442-5637. You're also going to want to hold on to that telephone number because it's time now for the Klaas Quiz Question of the Week. It works like this. In just a moment, I'll ask you the Klaas Quiz Question of the Week. You will then have 30 minutes from the end of today's program to call the Klaas Financial office right here in Madison at 608-442-5637. If you are the first caller with the correct answer, you will win this week's prize, which is a $25 gift card to Home Depot. This week's Klaas Quiz Question of the Week is this. In 2022, what percentage of Americans have an estate planning document for themselves? Is it 33% or 75%? Telephone number 608-442-5637. First call with the correct answer, win the $25 gift card to Home Depot. Don't forget as well, that's Klaas Financial's office right here in Madison. 608-442-5637. CJ Malia, it is always fantastic hanging out with you guys. You enjoy this beautiful day.
Thanks, Sean.
Thanks.
Our friends from Broadfest check in next here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Klaas Financial Asset Advisors, LLC, a registered investment advisor registered with the SEC. The content of this show is for informational purposes only and should not be considered individual investment advice. Klaas Financial does not offer tax or legal advice. Any opinion offered during the course of this show is the opinion of that particular investment advisor representative and not necessarily the opinion of Klaas Financial.